Yo, 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 yo. Shoot promo season 2. King of promos, y'all. About to set it off. Yo, yo, minty Irish balls. 3-man power trip. Get ready, it's time to shoot.
Good morning, wherever you are on internet land. Welcome to another edition of the only wrestling game show in the world. I am, of course, your host, Red Reddington. It's Saturday, the 31st of March, 2012, and it's a special night, because tonight it is the grand final of the King of Promos tournament. Tonight, we will crown our first ever King of Promos. So, for our reintroductions, let's go to our very own Christy Hemme, live from Florida. It's Punker Than You!
The following contest is scheduled for one fall, and it is for the King of Promos title. Introducing first, he weighs in at 9 pounds, and she also weighs in at 9 pounds. Together, they are the only person who can answer the question, what gender are you, and where do you come from, with the words, parts unknown. He is the voice of the Bulls, the multi-talented and multi-gendered Swerveface!
Are you a parking ticket? I said to a Chinese girl in the pub last night. Why? Because I've got fine up written all over me? No, I replied, because you're an annoying yellow cunt.
And introducing its tag team partner tonight in support of his Irish heritage, he is wearing an all-green ensemble suit and has dyed his hair ginger. He weighs in at 333,000 pounds. He is the Irish bastard, the lucky green testicle, P.X.
Gonna rumble all over you tonight, brothers.
And their team captain, hailing any cab in Scotland at 2 in the morning. He is weighed in this morning at 0.8 units, but God knows how pissed he is now. He's minty, he's fresh, he's recording this show, Mints!
I am absolutely steaming right now.
Together, these men make up a force pulling from all three corners of the United Kingdom to make up the minty Irish balls everywhere!
Whoa, minty Irish balls wins!
We win, lol.
And their opponent, first weighing in at 145 pounds and wearing nothing more than a lime green beret. He is the mod of that other board. The end of everything and the beginning of nothing. Please welcome Omega BR!
I've got one for you. I asked this woman, hey, are you a truck stop? Because I've got a semi.
And introducing their tag team partner, due to an injury suffered from daylight savings, Gold and I won't be participating tonight. Instead,
what the hell are you talking about? He just showed up.
Oh, shit.
He's here.
I don't think I should be doing this anymore, to be honest.
Windeldump has entered the shoot promo ball pit, you selfish prick.
Swerve. Sound completely different, you jackass.
Swerved.
Hey,
I'll
go to
start it too.
Do the other introduction, Punker.
My apologies, I did not see that.
I don't exist.
Introducing this replacement tag team partner for himself. He is the master and the creator of the Shoot Promo soundboard. His microphone is second only to Russonomics. He is the voice behind Randy Orton in the elevator, and he has won numerous Shoot Promo shows. He is everyone's favorite Nintendo 64 game. This is GoldenEye!
Yeah, it was late. I thought that this started, too, because of the whole daylight savings time change a while back, but all right, I guess I'm here, guys.
Yay!
You bastard.
And their team captain, sitting in the seat that hangs out into the street. He is a man who has been watching professional wrestling for just over a year. He's had many partners on this show, and not all of them sexual. He's last, but he's no means least. He is a former one-time roommate of The Fiz. Please welcome at this time, Window Dump!
Make some noise! Or I'm gonna play that Magic Hammer song again.
Okay.
Shut up, Magic Hammer's awesome.
Together, these three men make up a triple threat of triplets. They are the three-man power trip!
Yes.
R.I.P. R.M.D.
Yeah, we're gonna need to put a SmackDown pop in that later. Warm up the hair dryer.
And of course, our live studio audience, who are here to boo and cheer accordingly. Say hello, studio audience.
Good.
Hello.
Hey.
Studio audience. I was supposed to be on a team.
Hey.
Hey guys. Of course, our studio audience tonight will be submitting possible suggestions for one of our rounds tonight, which is Scenes for a Hat. If you'd like to do that, you can email suggestions at theshootpromoshow@gmail.com. But of course, it is the king of promos. So let's go through the rules, ladies and gentlemen. No bombing, no diving, no heavy petting. I'm looking at you, Swearface. The teams will attempt to answer questions about the past week in wrestling, as well as taking part in some more improvisational rounds. Along the way, they'll be awarded points for being funny, positive, and original, whilst having points deducted for moaning, groaning, and making sweeping generalized statements. Points will be awarded and deducted with accompanying sounds. For example, if a team says something funny, they'll be awarded 1 point, which sounds like this. If they say something funnier, they'll be awarded 2 points, which sounds like this. And if they say something hilarious, they'll be awarded 3 points, which doesn't sound like a burp, it sounds like this. And on the other hand, if they start drifting too far off topic, or they say something terribly unfunny, I will deduct points like this. So, seeing as it's the king of promos, baby, we might as well start off this week with winners and losers. This opening round allows the panel to build up an early lead for their team by each of them telling us who they feel were this week's biggest winners and or losers. For example, you could say this week's biggest winner is Florida, as they've got the biggest show in April, WrestleMania, the showcase of the Immortals. You could also say this week's biggest losers are Florida, as they've got the freest show in April, Impact, the showcase of Immortal. So that being said, teams, who do you feel are this week's biggest winners and or losers? We didn't do a toss earlier, but if anyone is a tosser, it's probably Mince. So let's go over to him first. This week's biggest winners and losers.
You're a prick. Biggest loser this week is the WWE, because they've employed someone who obviously can't spell or speak. Flo Rida. It's Florida, you fucking idiot. And the winners this week, actually, two losers this week, because this person can't win. All the WWE stars, when they're in Florida, are staying at a hotel called the Intercontinental Hotel. That's about as close as the WWE superstars are going to get to the Intercontinental title.
It's great. I wouldn't like to be a hotel hosting WWE wrestlers. I mean, imagine having to go in the bathroom after Mark Henry's taken a dump, especially if you happen to be Mark Henry. Let's go over to the other teams. Go to win the dump. Your winners and or losers.
Well, this week's biggest winner, I think, has got to be William Regal, commentator for FCW, and easily, hands down, the best commentator in the WWE for the past year. He's so good, he tells other people how to do their job while doing it for them, and plus he's got that sexy, sexy British accent. You know, it's just great hearing William Regal telling all the tag team guys to talk about their man or to stop talking about him and talk about the match. I'd love for him to tell me how to do things other than commentating, you know, like William Regal, the driving instructor. No, don't look at that pretty girl. Keep your eyes on the road. Or William Regal, the surgeon. Let's get this tumor out of him before we talk about his bad breath. Or William Regal, the podcast host. Don't talk about me. Talk about this week's loser. This week's biggest loser is, sorry to say, it's got to be Christian. I mean, CM Punk finally snapped and showed off his one vice, which is beating the ever-loving crap out of people. And Christian's broken neck, sprained ankle, and dislocated shoulder has removed him from the 12-man tag team match at WrestleMania. But this does allow me to introduce our second-place winner this week, the chosen one, the Great American Nightmare, or should I say the Great Canadian Nightmare, Drew McIntyre. Sorry, sonny, but like the song says, out of time, so say goodbye. What is yours now is mine. Good luck, Drew Mac. I'm sure you'll give Edge a perfect introduction to the Hall of Fame since you are his best friend and all. I mean, you've got poorly photoshopped images to prove it, right?
I will have to, however, deduct a point and win it up, as I do feel you did talk for too long, and I do feel you were trying to butter me up with that British accent talk. So I'm deducting a point there. I'm very sorry. Let's move on. Let's go to PX, your winners and or losers for this week.
Well, let me tell y'all something, dude. I got millions of losers this week. And that's all those stupid marks who are buying WrestleMania this weekend, brother. Because they're not getting their fix of Hulkamania this weekend. Rock versus Cena. Rock versus Cena pales to Rock versus Hulk Hogan, dude. They should be watching Impact on Thursday nights with my winner this week. That's Hulk Hogan, because you better believe Hulkamania is back and running wild all over Thursday night Impact. And what they should be watching it on is my newest product, my new 24-inch monitors, brother. You'll get all the Hulk Hogan you need. You don't even need to buy our pay-per-views like Lockdown. You'll just get a bunch of not-ready brothers, brother. Impact Thursday nights, you'll get Garrett Bischoff, and you'll get Hulkamania. So what you gonna do when the largest arms in the world run wild all over you?
I'm just slightly disturbed because he does have a lady friend around. I'm just wondering if this is an extra testosterone coming out right now.
No, he's got the electrical internal electrical unit that gives him a boner.
Brilliant stuff there for the audience. An extra point for the audience there. Let's move over to GoldenEye. Your winners and or losers for this week.
This week's biggest winner is Chris Jericho, who managed to send CM Punk over the edge last time on Raw. Of course, that's not, you know, a bad thing. But the loser this week, has to be Team Johnny as a whole. Because, I mean, come on, you're facing Santino Marella, U.S. Champion, Zack Ryder, who is insanely over, a commentating legend, and a few other, you know, carnal midgets, and all you have are The Miz, who is currently on a losing streak, and WWE seems hell-bent in order to keep him on that track. You've got Drew McIntyre. You've got a tag team who has been kind of losing a bit lately, Jack Swagger and Dolph Ziggler. You've got, even though you do have a former World Heavyweight Champion, you also have David Otunga, and then and to finish it all off, here lies Ace. He never crushed.
Hey. Okay, let's move on. Let's go over to Swerve Face, the voice of the Bulls. Your winners and or losers for this week, my friend.
This week's winners are fans of WWE as WrestleMania is tomorrow, and whilst WWE expects a 50-50 mix of cheers and boos towards The Rock and John Cena, we all know that Cena will be booed out of the stadium, leading to WWE using a giant hairdryer to show television viewers how Miami loves Cena. Oh, and there will be a live old-school SmackDown on April 10th. Will we see the return of the SmackDown Fist, the matured product of Mae Young's hand? Who knows? What about that oval screen as well? Oval screen. This week's losers, however, are fans of TNA, as fan favourite Scott Steiner has been removed from the roster page. Steiner would do you an egg, comment on your friend's fat asses, and saying that you have a 33 1/3 chance of winning. Meanwhile, a match for lockdown is Garrett Bischoff versus Gunnar. Oh dear. Also, at the WrestleMania press conference, the amount of botches the speakers made during their time to talk would make you think that Sin Cara was representing them all. This show features wrestling entertainers.
I would give you an extra point for forgetting how to breathe. Breathe. Breathe, Swerveface. Breathe. God. It's an hour-long show, okay? We do have time. And talking of time, we're almost out of time. Let's go to Omega BR. Wrap up this round for us, please.
Oh, so many choices heading into the big WrestleMania weekend, so I guess I'm just going to have to go with AJ Lee is this week's winner for winning this year's THQ Superstar Challenge. Beating out such fantastic and avid video game players as Mark Henry and William Regal. And finally, for once and for all, proving wrong that whole stereotype that whole girl gamer thing is just a gimmick and just a facade to get people to like her. You know, personally, I never thought AJ was lying. She always seemed like the kind of girl who was great at pressing buttons and jiggling nubs. And this week's loser, I'm going to have to go with AJ Lee, both for losing the quote-unquote bonus match to the fan winner of the THQ Challenge, rage quitting in the middle of it, but also for keeping up the stereotype, the negative female stereotype, of falling for the bad boy in Daniel Bryan, just because he has a shiny championship and a full lush beard and a motorcycle, probably. Well, maybe not a motorcycle, but perhaps some sort of scooter that runs on peanut oil or something. Who cares if it breaks down? He can always get AJ to get out and push it while he goes throughout the town screaming yes at all the happy town folk.
I'm going to give you a bonus point for the image that is running through my head right now, which is the American Badass, you know, Undertaker's entrance, but done with Daniel Bryan on a moped. That's just brilliant. Excellent stuff. Okay, well, usually at this point, I would say let's have a look at the scores at this point in the show, but instead, I'm not. We're just going to move on. We will find out what the final scores are at the end of... Let's move on to our first question this week, which involves the World Heavyweight title match between Sheamus and Daniel Bryan. We almost had to bump it off the show because we needed more time for the great Khali to win a Battle Royale, which we play over and over again to our fans in India. Hello to you. This question has a topic of luck. So, team captains, who's feeling lucky, Punk? And more importantly, who's answering the question? Mintz, who's feeling lucky?
Luck is for losers. Who's Swearface? But I'm going to take this.
Mintz is taking the lucky question. Winnerdump, on your side, who's taking the lucky question?
Well, I own a Daniel Bryan t-shirt, so it's obviously I'm not the luckiest person, but I'll do it anyway.
So it's Winderdump versus Mintz. Team captains going out all guns early on. Let's have a look at the question. Daniel Bryan won the World Heavyweight Championship in December, a fantastic Christmas present for all of the ROH fan.
Yes.
So, meanwhile, Sheamus made a spectacular face turn late last year, taking out such strong competitors as Mark One Knee Henry and Christian Constant Injuries, before defeating Chris Jericho to become the number one contender, winning the Royal Rumble. Now, these two men are extremely lucky, and Sheamus has claimed that Daniel Bryan's luck is soon to run out. Coincidentally, luck has also run out. The television show Luck, about horse racing and gambling starring Dustin Hoffman, has been cancelled after three horses died during the filming. One would ask, why couldn't they just hire people to operate the cameras? but that's not the question I'm going to ask. No, I would like to know what could possibly cause the cancellation of the great grandest stage of them all, and how could Vince cover it up before he has to say the show can't go on? So what could cause the cancellation of WrestleMania, and how would Vince cover it up? Now remember, you need to be funny and positive here, not morose and depressive. So, whenever you're ready, Mince, how could WrestleMania be cancelled?
I seriously love how you chose me first there. To be honest, the only way that WrestleMania could be cancelled is... I love you, PX, but you're Irish. The only reason it could be cancelled if there is a huge thunderstorm. Now, it will link PX up with Seamus. They're both Irish. Even though PX is on, oh no, fella, it's my brother. No, it's you, PX. The only way it could happen is if there was a huge thunderstorm and Seamus was the problem behind this with this Irish luck. I hate this sort of thing. Now, even though if there was a huge thunderstorm, then it would be a thunderstorm. And then the horses that you're talking about from the luck show, whatever's left over, three of them are dead, but there's like, you know, you get like 15 in a horse race. So if you get the other 13 or 12 amount of horses that are controlling the cameras for the show, then they would be great. But if the horses are like, nay, and then run away, and then there's nobody host the cameras, there's a thunderstorm, and then you're wondering, well, what can we do? We can't do anything else, then we'll have to cancel it. So that was how, you know, you would cancel WrestleMania.
A mixture of horses in the production van and PX causing a thunderstorm. Is that right?
I don't see why not.
Puns.
Okay, let's go over to Window Dump. How could WrestleMania possibly be cancelled?
Well, I think, as we all know, Miami has easily the worst fans of sports. And even though professional wrestling is technically sports entertainment, it still has the word sports in the name. So, yeah, they're probably not going to show up. Or if they do show up, they're all going to show up wearing t-shirts for another team. And then they're probably going to leave like halfway through the show, like maybe after the fifth or sixth finisher kickout during the Triple H versus Undertaker match, which coincidentally will also be happening during a thunderstorm. You see, Vince got it in his head that it's going to be totally awesome if there's an actual real live thunderstorm during their entrance. So he's been hiring some, weather engineering planes from China. They're going to go fly overhead. They've actually been flying overhead all the time, and they're trying to seed clouds in the sky to create a very dramatic thunderstorm. Unfortunately, there's no easy way to get it to stop, so the thunderstorm's actually going to rain it out, and I believe Triple H versus The Undertaker will actually end in a no contest after both of them drown to death because they can't escape the Hell in a Cell when it fills up with water. It's not going to be so pretty.
I did say no death, but drowning, yeah, that will be all right. I'll let that pass. Okay, good answers there. Let's hope that somehow horses or rain or planes do not somehow happen at WrestleMania. If they do a flyover, everyone panic. There's going to be a massacre. Let's move on. Let's go to our first free-for-all round, which is... our next round focuses quite possibly on the most homoerotic feud in the history of the business. Yes, it's Triple H versus Shawn Michaels, guest starring Mark Calloway as Old Man Wickles the Undertaker. So for years and years, Shawn and Hunter have been trying to outdo each other. This feud can simply be summed up pretty well, you know. First Shawn lost his smile, then Hunter lost his virginity to a woman with a bigger dick than his, and then Undertaker lost his hair. So now all three must be locked in a cage to find out who is the biggest loser. So we're going to do the same thing here right now. We're going to stick three losers with a gimmick and have the other team captain try and guess who they are in a dating show scenario. So the team captain of Minty Irish Balls, Mince, if you could please mute yourself and so you can't hear what's going on. Excellent. Fantastic. So I will now give Window Dump, GoldenEye and Omega BR their gimmicks. Window Dump, you are the WrestleMania sign who is really afraid of heights.
Oh, boy.
Sounds so happy. GoldenEye, you are the SmackDown Brofist.
Awesome.
Okay. And Omega BR, you are interrupting Pyro.
Oh, goodness.
So it's WrestleMania sign, the SmackDown Brofist, and interrupting Pyro. Let's bring Mince back in, if someone can slap him or call him Scottish or something like that. Give him a drink, something
Scottish.
Like that.
Or tell Mince. Him to say Purple Burger.
Bring in the Monkey Box.
Okay, Mince, as it's a special show, you get two rounds of questions to ask participant 1, 2, and 3 on the dating show, and you will get a chance to guess who they are. So whenever you're ready.
Okay, not a problem. Contestant number 1. If we were on holiday, where would you take me?
Well, it would obviously have to be someplace that is not so goddamn high. Gee, I mean, this is the biggest thing of the year, but do we have to use substandard cabling on this? So we're not going to go skiing in the Alps. We're probably going to go as low as possible sea level, so we're going to go to Miami Beach. But we're not going to take a plane there, because that's way too damn high. What the hell is this thing held up with? Is this fishing line? Oh, God, all those people down there are going to die.
You silly mayor. Contestant number 2. If I was black, what would you think of me?
Well, I would think that you look kind of like my daddy, you know? Because he sure was black.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, hold on a second till I fucking load up text edit.
I can't okay. wait for this next one.
Contestant number 3. If we were to have children, what would you name the child?
Okay, Mince, you do get to have another round of questioning if you like, or you can leave it at that if you want.
No, seriously, I'll take both. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
You're hardcore?
Yes. Contestant number 1. If we were at a CZW show, what would be your chant?
Get me down! Get me down! Feel me show! Get me down! Feel me show!
I'm sorry, I forgot to give 2 points to Omega earlier, so extra 2 points to Omega earlier. Carry on.
Right, contestant number 2. If we were to go to your home country, what would you be wearing?
Nothing. Because, you know, that's how I roll. Okay, in all seriousness, maybe a glove, you know. Because I always like gloves.
Me gusta. Contestant number 3. What is your opinion on bears?
Okay, Mince, would you like to have a guess at who contestant number 1 was?
Not got a fucking clue in my life. It's somebody that's up high.
I would give you 2 points for that. Yeah, you were pretty close. It was the WrestleMania sign who's really afraid of heights.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Probably should have said that I was written in the stars.
No, yeah, you should have.
Yes,
that would have
there
been
we
good
go.
Point. No, it wasn't Owen Hart, no. Do you have any idea who contestant number 2 was?
The SmackDown Fist.
SmackDown Fist!
Yep.
3 points!
Wow.
Well done!
Clap, 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 clap.
Okay, and for a bonus, for an extra bonus 3 points, who was contestant number 3?
Jesus fucking Christ, no idea. It was like fucking... It was fucking... I had no idea, it was like fucking Hornswoggle, fuck knows.
What?
I'll give you a point for something like Hornswoggle. No, Omega BR, would you like to reveal who you were?
I was interrupting Pyro.
Interrupting Pyro. Okay. Window dump, if you would like to please mute yourself so you cannot hear the identities of our next contestants.
Cannonball!
Oh, he's gone into another room. Okay.
He's gone
Mince.
To fall asleep.
Mince,
hello.
You are a table.
I'll PM you tips, Mince.
PX?
You can be Japanese.
PX?
Before a ladder.
You're a ladder.
Oh, did I call it or did I not?
And Swearface, you are a chair.
Hold on. Red, hey. Red, can I be Japanese table?
You can be Japanese if you yes. want to be, baby. And PX, you can be a hardcore champion in Japan if you want to be. And chair, and I'm sorry, chair and Swearface, I would just love to sit on you. Okay, so let's drag Windowdump back in. I don't know if I can. Let me see if I can. Okay, Windowdump, you're back in. You've got two rounds of questions. Participants 1, 2, and 3, whenever you are ready.
Contestant number 1, if we were out for a drive and the car ran out of gas, what would you do?
Oh, I see what you did there. I would do nothing. I would just wait there with our gas. Can't do shit.
I see. Contestant number 2, let's see here. I gotta think about cool date ideas. All right, if we went out for karaoke, what would you sing?
I would sing nothing, but I'd stand good and tall and watch you sing your heart out just for me.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Contestant number 3, if I was cooking you a romantic dinner and I accidentally burned it, what would your response be?
I would go up to you and whack your body, especially your back and your head.
And everything would be fine.
Yes, everything would be fine.
I can't believe I fed a point there. PX, I would also suggest that you would sing Stairway to Heaven.
I was going to say that.
Anyway, Windowdump, you have another round of questioning if you would like.
Yeah, okay. Contestant number 1, what's your ideal date movie?
My ideal date movie? I don't like movie. I like it when you lay movie top of me.
If you have any... Right, okay, you can move on to contestant number 2.
Okay, contestant number 2, what's the perfect makeout jam?
Stairway to Heaven. Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is really awkward. Contestant number 3, let's see. Do you think yard work is sexy?
Oh, well, it depends, because, you know, you could sit down and I'd be by your side while you use the lawnmower. I mean, I just sit there by the patio. You could be using a lawnmower, or you could be using the weed whacker, or whatever you want, and I'd just be there. And when you need to be, when you need a break and a good old glass of orange juice, I'll be by your side, and you'll be drinking your orange juice before you go to work like a real man, because you are such a man. You're a man. A real man's man.
I don't know.
Okay,
going on?
Window dump. I'll give you one more clue. Okay, they're slightly related to each other. Or maybe I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, go ahead, window dump. Contestant number 1, we just have a guess.
Oh, jeez. I'm really bad at detecting these kind of accents. It's that It's that guy who pretends to be the Indian Mark, Hajid Manji or something.
No.
Ready for shoot promo, brother.
No. Okay, I won't tell you who it is because it would give away who the others are. Okay. What about contestant number two?
Okay, contestant number two. You have this strange session with Stairway to Heaven, so I'm gonna assume you're dead.
Well, I'm not alive.
No.
Okay.
You're dead wrong, but I'll give you a point anyway.
I was gonna say you were Owen Hart, but
No. Okay. And contestant number three?
I was gonna say it was the Weed Whacker, but he actually said Weed Whacker, so I don't think it's gonna be that. So something that's orange, a Tenga egg?
No! Okay. Mint, would you like to reveal who you were?
Ah, Red. I make Asian joke. You think Chinese, you may think, you know, Vietnamese. Why you no think Japan? Why you think no think Japanese table?
You was a table! Okay, PX, who are you?
I was really hoping Window would give me a situation where I could imply that I leak sawdust, but he didn't. I was a ladder.
And that must mean, Swearface, you were...
Well, that's fucking obvious, considering that I would bang your head and you would be fined. I was a chair.
He's a chair!
Oh my god.
I didn't hear that I would bang your head and you would be fined thing.
Swear, why did you not just turn around and say, Window Dump, why don't you sit on my face?
Oh, an extra point for Mince there. Okay, let's move on to our third round this week, which deals with our other championship match, CM Punk, of course, defending the WWE Championship against Chris Jericho. And it also deals with Sin. So, team captains, who is saving you from temptation? Mince, who have you selected for this round?
Swearface is doing a TNA round where it should be.
It's the second round, so Swearface is doing it. Okay, Windedump, by that logic, who's doing this round?
Nobody knows Sin better than a 420 Chan moderator, Omega BR.
That's very true. Okay, let's have a look at this week's question. Chris Jericho's build for WrestleMania has consisted of belittling the saving face of the WWE. In the past month, Jericho has enlightened the fans not familiar with Punk's background that his father was an alcoholic and unfortunately crippling and genetic disease. He also dug up the rumors of Punk's sister's problems with recreational drugs, and last week Jericho brought to light the fact that Punk was born out of wedlock and therefore he is a literal bastard. It's easy to say that Jericho thinks that Punk was born from sin and has lived in sin ever since, whereas Punk would say that his career and life have been focused both living clean and staying free of these temptations, especially lust and gluttony. That begs the question, for a person so concerned in shedding light on the faults of others and throwing the label hypocrites at people copiously, what are some of the sins that Chris Jericho himself has committed that CM Punk could have brought to the forefront? What do we on Shoot Promo know about Y2J that he can be saved from and that we should discuss? So the Minty Irish Bulls went first last time. I'm going to let Omega go first this time. Omega, your sins that Y2J has committed.
Well, you may or may not know that Chris Jericho is in fact my all-time favorite wrestler. However, his actions over the past few months have caused him to fall from grace in my eyes and the eyes of the internet wrestling community at large. He may not inherit the kingdom of the Smarks on this particular occasion. First of all, he's guilty of the sin of sloth because of all the time he takes away from us, all the time he takes dragging out his not-so-glorious returns, for example, the way he drove on with the It Begins promos, only to come back and troll all of us, the fact that it was nothing special, and perhaps he's guilty of greed in that respect. He's come back because he wants more. He wants more admiration. He wants more money. He wants more power. He wants another WrestleMania main event. Yes, in that respect, he's guilty of gluttony, for he soaks in the fans, cheers, all their praise, and then he just casts it aside. Of course, all of this is born from envy. Jericho's envious of CM Punk and the illustrious summer that he had. He's envious that Punk is going around calling himself the best in the world, and that Punk may very well deserve that moniker at this point. And that causes Jericho to be wrathful. He attacks Punk physically, mentally, attacks his family. And so far, quite frankly, it's fallen pretty flat. And despite all that, it's Jericho's pride that will prevent him from honestly admitting what a sham this run has been so far, even taking to Twitter, telling people not to cry, not to whine. And sadly, that causes all of us, the fans, especially me, to suffer from perhaps the most devious sin of them all, that being lust, because I wanted so badly for Jericho to come back and to reinvent himself once again. But unfortunately, this match, this entire feud has just been a bit of a waste, and God help us all if the match on Sunday isn't spectacular.
I would have to agree with some of the people in the audience that did go on a bit too long, and there is a rule.
Also, Shiny Pants. He buys way too many shiny pants. That's got to fall under, you know, vanity or something like that.
Possibly, yes. But unfortunately, this did go on far too long, and there is a rule that if there is a too much of a long drawn out answer, I have to do this. And I'm very sorry, that is minus 1 point for you there. Very sorry, Omega. I'm sorry to have to do that to you. Let's go over to Swerveface. Swerveface, a man of sins. A woman of sins. I don't know what you are, but yes. Save this round for us.
Well, I'm not going to exactly document the seven deadly sins because I have not had a magnum in a few years. However, there are some sins that Chris Jericho has done, maybe in a few years ago. Well, there are a few years ago, because you say he's fan-friendly. Actually, he's been known to assault fans at some point. And, you know, come on. I mean, there's some companies who are really fan-friendly, get to do all this, and it's clearly obvious that WWE wouldn't pull a TNA because of what Chris Jericho can do. Chris Jericho also is a racist. You know, he was at a film festival of a movie that he appeared, and he referred to the interviewer as a racial slur as a Hadji, a racial slur against Middle Easterners. And they thought he was drunk, and what you'd say is apple juice. But the biggest thing that Chris Jericho has done is a sin. With his band Fozzy, he actually had a song called Enemy, which was used for a TNA pay-per-view, Bound for Glory 2006. So much for being loyal to Vince McMahon, eh?
I would point out as well that Enemy was also used for a WWE pay-per-view. I think it was No Way Out 2008. Top of my head, as far as I remember. But yes indeed, Swerveface. Terrible, terrible sins, terrible things. Very serious answers here. It's almost like Woo gets serious in here. God forbid.
Jesus Christ.
Let's move on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on to our next round, which is focused around the match that has girls all over the world literally shitting into gym bags with excitement. Yes, it's Randy Orton versus Kane. You know what this feud is missing, guys? Besides excitement, a storyline, a feud, a build, Paul Bearer, etc. No, the most important thing that any WrestleMania feud needs is a hat. Yeah, it's true. No, you may laugh. You may laugh. But Taker's got a hat. Taker's got a hat. John Cena's got a hat. They've got Mania matches. Daniel Bryan's got a hat. He calls it AJ. Anyway.
Jenny's got a gun.
The Funkasaurus hat.
Anyway, this round is our audience participation round. It's scenes from a hat. I've been sent several penis enlargement emails from the Twitter spam bots, which are almost as good as some of your suggestions. So I'm going to read some of them out, and it's a free-for-all. Anyone can jump in and go along with whatever the audience has come up with. So let's go for... let's start off with worst wrestling pickup lines. Worst wrestling pickup lines.
Hey, baby, what's your finish?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Hey, Essie, would you like to touch my left knee?
Damn it!
Hey, baby, I'm as stiff as Chris Benoit.
I'm falling for you into the turnbuckle. You are my turnbuckle.
I guess if I was Diesel, I'd say I had a semi to show you.
If I were Scott Steiner, I'd say, she's fat!
You know, baby, I'm really big in Japan. They like how I rise above hate and don't sell anything.
I'm like Scott Steiner. My sperm's doing your egg.
I'm Scott Steiner. We've got you have a 75 2/4 chance of us getting together tonight, baby.
Let's move on. let's go for something a TNA employee says averagely. Something a TNA employee says every day.
This fucking sucks.
What the fuck?
I'm going to leave this.
Have you given me enough food stamps so I can live today?
I swear, I'm going to leave this company here tomorrow. I guarantee it.
Hey, has anybody seen Hulk Hogan's remote?
Am I ready yet?
You're not ready, brother dude, Jack.
What? You replaced me in the match with Garrett Bischoff?
I can't believe they stopped selling booze after 10 o'clock.
I assure, it doesn't matter how he is, send him out anyway.
Okay, let's move on. Let's go for rejected WrestleMania main events. Rejected WrestleMania main events.
Hornswoggle versus the Head.
Triple H and a broom.
Hornswoggle cashing in his Money in the Bank contract and winning the WWE Championship.
Mark Henry and a certain brown sandwich.
John Cena versus The Rock, but 7 years ago when people might have cared.
Once in a lifetime, Icon versus Icon. SmackDown Fist versus Raw Titantron.
I'd actually pay to see that match.
Hulk Hogan versus Dignity.
Oh dear.
Ric Flair versus his personal demons.
Jerry the King Lawler versus Chris Hansen. Take a seat over there in a chairs match.
That's okay.
Arn Anderson versus Sid Vicious in a hotel room.
Times it's terrible for a swerve.
Hey guys, the turnbuckle really wasn't harmful. He's just smiling there.
A diva's pregnancy test.
Okay, that would have been dark quickly.
I got another one. Stone Cold Steve Austin is driving something to the ring.
What? While you're sucking off Johnny Ace.
I was waiting for something else. Though. Yes.
Sorry, Jeff. It turns out that wasn't aspirin.
Hey, Essie. I lied.
Hey, brother. Hey, brother. You're ready.
Okay. Let's go for if Sin Cara had a regular day job.
Point.
He'd be a mime.
Traffic cop.
Oh yeah.
A boat driver for BP.
Oh,
that's actually what I was about to say.
He'd be one of those guards at at Buckingham Palace with the giant hats and they can't see anything.
Okay, and last but no means least, see as it's relevant to the Kane versus Randy Orton. Let's do these last two. Ways you can describe Randy Orton's career, but you things you can say about Randy Orton's career, but you can't say about your dog.
Boring.
My dog's not orange.
Out of nowhere!
He had a fun time with me in the showers at the locker room.
Oh!
He shits, but not in people's gym bags.
My dog hears voices. It's me.
Regularly kick it in the head.
I was just going to say, the only thing you can say is Randy! 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 Oh, Jesus Christ. Randy! Randy! Anyway, let's move on. Last but no means least, Kane coming up with catchphrases before Embrace the Hate. So Kane coming up with catchphrases before Embrace the Hate.
Embrace the hat.
Hug the nastiness.
Hit yeah, my embrace.
Embrace the Katie.
Take a look at my big red monster.
I'm Kane, in mask form.
Kane!
Open wide, time for a teeth cleaning.
Alright, one more to round the round off. I think Omega said something and I missed it.
I said, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, let's round that round off. Okay, it's time for our final round this week, and it's all about that match. It's Rock versus Cena versus Scissors versus... No, hang on, I've been told. I've done that joke far too much this year. So yes, this question is Rock versus Cena, and it's themed around 365 days. And looking at my chart here, it's PX versus GoldenEye. So gentlemen, how has it come to this? In one corner, we've got the People's Champ, the Great One, the pie-eating, boots-to-asses, most electrifying man in sports entertainment, The Rock, versus the leader of the Chain Gang, the Doctor of Thugonomics, the most controversial superstar in WWE, friend of Zack Ryder, John Cena. Two greats of the business, and yet this match just feels empty. You know, I mean, is it just me, or is this just another match? Is there no excitement? I mean... A year ago, Rock versus Cena sounded great, but since then something has happened. Something happened to that feud, and now even Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan has more continuity to it than this. So I have to ask, what do you think over the last year has caused this match to plummet into oblivion? Was there a sole point on the graph that we can definitely pinpoint, or was it just a series of unfortunate events that caused the greatest match of all time just to be a simple blimp? Once in a lifetime. So, let's go to PX. Over the last 365 days, what has... Oh, 366. I'm very sorry, Table of Japan. Pac-Man for me. An extra day. 366 days. What has caused this fuse to drop off the edge?
Well, I feel that in the 366 days of build for Rock vs. Cena, there are just too many things that they did wrong over all the time that they had. I mean, there was the promos and the promos and the promos and the lady parts, the Kung Pao chicken. I mean, there was the never leaving again. There was Cena rapping and becoming his old self, trending worldwide. You know, the Twitter thing, you know, maybe just took over. I think, you know, around the 6-month mark when they had Hornswoggle win Money in the Bank as a twist for Cena saying he'd bring the title in. I mean, that was just a little too much for me during the middle. I mean, then there was, you know, never before, never again, Cena and The Rock beat two jobbers. I mean, it was a bit unnecessary. There was that face-off they had when the love child of New Jack and Tony Schiavone ran down and laid them both out for some reason. I mean, I just couldn't comprehend that particular angle. I felt personally it didn't help either, man. And finally, there was just last week, as Cena was preparing to come out for his final promo, and when he was looking for his microphone, all he could find was spaghetti pouring out of his pockets. that angle just, it didn't go down with me, and over the 365 days, too many things just went wrong. That's all I have to say.
You forgot to add fuck GameStop. let's move on. Let's go. Thank you very much, PX. Definitely a nice broad. It seems to be a series of events. Maybe GoldenEye, do you feel the same, or was it something completely different?
I think it was more, dead in the water from the start. I mean, you get the entire thing about, Atlanta, the greatest WrestleMania of all time, with The Rock as the special guest host of WrestleMania. And all he does is come out for a couple of segments, and then at the end, screw up John Cena in order for The Miz to win. Okay, that's really it for The Rock hosting. And then the next day, in Atlanta, no less, the same place as that WrestleMania, he comes out and says that he wants a match in Miami at the next WrestleMania. So, you know what? If I was from Atlanta, I would have probably just thrown some trash in the ring and just left, because that's got to be the biggest slap in the face of your city for a long time. And then all of a sudden, because all of the, disinterest from all the WrestleMania came to pass, popularity in Atlanta went down, which forced the Atlanta Thrashers to move to Winnipeg to become the Winnipeg Jets. So, Atlanta fans, you can blame The Rock versus John Cena for your hockey team moving to Canada. And then we get to the middle, Survivor Series. The Rock and Cena beating up two jobbers. Oh, by the way, The Rock and Cena beating up two jobbers? Trending on Twitter. Obviously, The Rock, plugged in his Twitter way too much, even though that's probably beating a dead horse by now. Okay, we're going to beat it a bit more. He freaking used his Twitter in almost every single promo. It was just sickening. And during all this time, this entire month, all we've gotten are just Rock versus Cena is going to be the greatest match ever, while they're completely forgetting about Rock versus You're Not Ready, Brother Dude Jack. Basically, it's not going to turn out very well, and the most you can hope for are Batista or Brock Lesnar or a combination of the two interfering in the match.
I look forward to Goldberg. I want to see Goldberg interfere. And I know you
Goldberg.
Said that, I know you said that Goldberg. That was the biggest slap in the face that Atlanta has ever had. I believe December to Dismember was in Atlanta as well. So,
Oh shit.
Oh so, damn.
So it's not like, the WWE doesn't have a history. So I can see the individual point scores here, and I can tell you that at this moment in time, without even pressing the calculate final score button, that it's neck and neck, guys.
Ooh.
Excellent. So we move into our final round, which is spontaneous promotion, where our teams have to try and make up some final points before heading in to defend the indefensible. Two members of each team will randomly select a wrestler situation and a wild card by using the letters A to D. Bonus points will be given for good impressions and remaining in character as much as possible. This week's spontaneous promotion wildcards all have the sunshine, something to do with the Sunshine State, the place where wrestlers go to die, where dreams go to the fucking buried plant of FCW. Disneyland! Oh, no, sorry, I mean Florida. Sorry, I'm British. As far as I know, Florida is where Mickey Mouse and Hulk Hogan get together and paint each other orange and have sex and make loads of children really happy. But I've been reassured by Punker and Cobra T. Washington that all of these wild cards have something to do with Florida. So, team captains, on this very important day, who have you chosen to be spontaneously promoted? Mintz, who have you chosen?
Okay, hold on a bit, a second. PX, you want to do it with me or Swerve? Who?
You know me, the Slim Pickens, etc. Okay. Et
me and Swerve.
It is Mintz and Swerve Face. And Swerve wants the Slim Pickens, okay.
I don't know, it better not be orange again or I'll fucking shoot like you've never seen me before.
If it's something you don't want to do, Swerve, I'll tag in for you if you
it's
want.
It's an orange.
Make your mind up, guys, while I'll go over to Window Dump. Window Dump, who have you selected?
Well, if I'm going down into TNA territory, there's only one man I want watching my back, and that's going to be my old tag team partner, GoldenEye.
So, Window Dump and GoldenEye.
And I will be tagging in for Mince.
Oh, so it's going to be Smurf and PX?
No, oh, nigger.
No. He's tagging with... They're tagging together.
No.
Oh, right, fucking, okay, tagging fucking, with... Okay. Jesus Christ, don't confuse me on the last show, guys.
I'm the pitcher, he's the catcher.
Okay, so, Mince, you're going to go first. You've got free reign of the board.
BCD.
What are you going for? Pardon?
BCD.
B-C-D. Well, this is actually quite appropriate, actually, really. You are Scott Steiner. You are a newsreader who is summing up all of the events of the New Jack and Tony Schiavone, Muhammad Hassan, Mr. Perfect saga, including interviews of key people within this gripping story. However, you live in the most depressing city ever and have to be depressed. No, it's not Orlando, it's Tampa. But I'd be depressed too if I lived in the same place as TNA Wrestling. Signed, Punker. Okay, so you're Scott Steiner. You are a newsreader who is summing up all of the events of the New Jack and Tony Schiavone saga, and you live in Tampa. So whenever you are... Oh, it was Cobra, sorry. Whenever you are ready, take it away, Mince.
I would just like to point out that tonight on the 6 o'clock news that I can't be as happy as I would be beating my eggs, giving him an egg, and then doing some shitty maths. But tonight, folks, I'm in the most depressing city in the world. So tonight, I'm going to give you the most happiest person that I know. Maybe in this most depressing city. Maybe Detroit. Maybe Florida. Maybe Glasgow. Maybe Essex. I don't know. But I'm going to give you the only person that can make me smile, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, hey there, Red. I'd just like to point out that tonight we've got... I just want to point out that we've got Tony Schiavone, we've got New Jack, and we've got his kid. I know, us in the Disneyland world, we don't like gay sex. We don't like the Jews either. But, hey, what are you supposed to do? Donald, he's gay. What about Goofy? Closet Muslim. But, hey, what can we do? It's great that, you know, he's in school now. It's great. I can't deny it. Poor Scott Steiner. He's got a lot to look forward to. He's been fired. Maybe a W contract. I don't know. Hey, I'll be right back.
What the hell did I just listen to?
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a reason why there is not a Disneyland Scotland. That reason is Mince.
That was great.
That was awesome. Let's move on.
Oh,
Window Dump.
Come on,
good
man.
God.
That was good.
That was
it's
the most...
Good,
That you've just scarred my childhood, and I have seen a lot of Rule 34 stuff. Good God, Mickey Mouse will never be looked at the same again.
Oh,
Window Dump, please pick a letter combination.
Okay, let's go with CDA.
C-D-A. Okay, you are Gold Dust. You are being inducted into the Hall of Fame by your fake brother, Cody Rhodes. But you are now the governor of Florida, and you are faced with having to discuss a bill publicly funding Florida Championship Wrestling. So that's Goldust being inducted into the Hall of Fame by your fake brother, Cody Rhodes, whilst being the governor of Florida, essentially. So, whenever you are ready, Goldust, take it away.
Okay, just imagine that Goldust theme is playing here. You know, that... Yeah, that one. Okay. Thank you, Cody Rhodes, my brother. I'm taking time out Unfortunately, I could not have a match with you at WrestleMania because I am too busy booking the Divas division and being the governor of Florida. As you can see, now I greatly appreciate all of those nasty words you said, and I'm sure that when you return home to check your iPhone, you will find that you have been blocked. Now, I would not like to talk about myself. Instead, I would like to talk about a bill that is under consideration for all members of Florida. You see, this is not about the Stand Your Ground law. This is about something of much greater importance. It is about the funding for the wrestling league known as Florida Championship Wrestling, a league which requires lots and lots of money for it and its owner, which happens to be me. You see, Florida Championship Wrestling, if we fund it, we are funding the future. You know what they always say, children are the future, and Florida Championship Wrestling, it's the children of the WWE. And like in many cases, the child, well, as Cody Rhodes has pointed out, the child is often better than the parent. See, Cody Rhodes versus Dusty Rhodes, but not his brother Dustin Rhodes, Goldust. And once you fund Florida Championship Wrestling, we can guarantee that Dean Ambrose will stop having to live in the dumpster out back.
It's very...
That would have been so much better if you'd done the whole thing in his accent.
I can't do his accent. I don't think I've ever actually listened to a Goldust promo.
It saddens me, but yes, that was great stuff. Now, unfortunately, Swerve, you're not going to get this week's Slim Pickings. GoldenEye is, because of the order that it is. But I'm
Swerve.
What letters are available?
Letters are available. You have AD, AB, and BC. What are you going for?
Well, I think we'll do the alphabet here, so A, B, C.
Easy as 1, 2, 3. Good God, this is going to be horrifying. Ladies and gentlemen, Swerveface tonight will be Dusty Rhodes, who is having to spear Mick Foley through a flaming table. And whilst this is happening, you will begin to morph into every single Disney character ever, one by one. So if you thought Scottish Mickey Mouse was horrendous, good God. So that's Dusty Rhodes having to spear Mick Foley through a flaming table as you morph into every single Disney character ever, one by one. So whenever you are ready, Swerveface, take it away!
It's the American dream. Hey, shoot promo! Shoot promo! Are you excited? Because I am excited. I am the American dream, Dusty Rhodes. And when I was on my bicycle, because yeah, I was on my bicycle, and I'm honest, if you will, because today I was in a match with the hardcore legend Mick Foley, and I speared him through a flaming table, and it was oh so hot, because all you ladies love the hotness, yeah? It was so hot, but when I went through the flaming table, kids, I thought, well, I could name FCW characters as well. So here are the list of the FCW characters for every single person that will be coming into FCW. They will be named Anita, Coco, Cruella DeVille, Danny, Lucky, Cat Pig, Wally, Spot, Dipstick, Domino, Freckles, Horace, Jasper, Duffy, Nanny, Oddball, Patch, Penny, Pepper, Perdita, Pongo, Roger, Rolly, Sarge, Tips. But that's not all. Because they're saying that there's going to be a new WWE development on Stanford. They can be called Princess Ada, Bird, Dim, Dad, Flick, Francis, Gypsy, Heimlich, Harper, Manny, Moat, P.T. Flea, The Queen, Rosie, Slim, and Tuck and Roll. But that's not all, kids. What if we took over Ohio Valley Wrestling. We'll just throw TNA out. We'll heckin' have Abu, Aladdin, Alibaba, Kasim, Genie, Iago, Jafar, Princess Jasmine, Magic Carpet, Raja, the Sultan, Alice, Bill, Caterpillar, Cheshire Cat, Dina, Dodo, Doorknob, Dormouse, Mad Hatter, March Hare, Queen of Hearts, Tweedledee, Tweedledum, White Rabbit. But what about others? We could bring back the Heartland Wrestling Federation or whatever. We could make more developmental territories, and they'll just be named after the following characters: Beast, Prince Adam, Belly, Chip, Cogsworth, Gaston, LeFou, Lumiere, Morris, Mrs. Potts, Denai, Kanai, Coda, Vought, Sika, Tanaka, Tog, Luke, Doc Hudson, Fillmore, Flo, Guido, The King, Lightning McQueen, Luigi, Mac, Mater, Ramon, Sally Carrera, Sarge, and Chef. And there's so many characters, but today I'm gonna... Oh, hey, Mickey, what? I don't want a threesome, no! Don't take me to Disneyland Glasgow! No, I don't want to go to Disneyland Glasgow!
You fucker.
No.
50 Pac-Man!
I don't want to go in the Munchie Box ride!
Shut up, sit down, for I fucking stab you.
50 Pac-Mans.
I'm gonna give you 50 two Pac-Mans.
Pac-Mans.
For one...
50 Pac-Mans.
One for the...
One for each character.
One for it being abnormally long. That's what she said. And two, for reading verbatim. That's all. But a good promo as it stands.
It could have been worse. I could have been reading from a list of Disney animated characters.
Please do not.
Shut up.
So that leaves GoldenEye with the slim pickings this week. Which this week is actually quite tame, to be fair, in some ways. You are Titus O'Neil. You are jerking Edge off. The ladder. And you are cutting a promo on an exceedingly hot and humid day. Are you okay with that, GoldenEye?
I guess so.
So that's Titus O'Neil, you are jerking Edge off the ladder, and you are cutting a promo on an exceedingly hot and humid day. So whenever you're ready, GoldenEye, take it away.
Wow, I can't believe that I got scheduled for WrestleMania. And not only that, but I got scheduled against Edge, against Edge in his return match to the WWE. You know, but, okay, we're fighting on this, on top of this ladder, and, okay, Edge just pulled down his pants, and he wants me to jerk him off the ladder. Well, I guess I guess because he wants me to, I better jerk him off the ladder. Ugh, this is so good, because I really love hot days, you know? It's really hot and humid, because we're in an open-air stadium here in Sun Life Stadium in Miami, Florida. Okay, I just jerked him off. Now I need to push him off the ladder. Oh wait, that's what you meant by jerk him off in the first place? Alright, that goes too. Alright, I just jerked him off the ladder. Okay, so I'm now grabbing the WWE Championship, which for some reason went to a no contest in the CM Punk versus Chris Jericho match. So, you know what the moral of the story is? If you're gonna win, jerk Edge off. The ladder.
Hula. Fantastic.
I think you just
stuff.
Made that a win.
Ladies and gentlemen, fantastic stuff. Right. Well, I have now just pressed the calculate final score button. The scores as they stand are 101 points to 98.
Ooh!
Oh,
excellent!
Highest scoring round and highest scoring shoot promo in history.
I think so, possibly. So,
yep.
This week's winners, ladies and gentlemen, and the king of promos are I've just realized the silence actually on this doesn't get recorded, does it? So this isn't actually
yes,
extended out.
Drum recording, please.
Yeah.
Drum
roll.
Those two Pac-Mans didn't do shit. Yes. Yes.
By 3 points, ladies and gentlemen, it was indeed... Oh, no. Yes, 3 points. It was the Minty Irish Balls that are victorious. But it's not over yet, ladies and gentlemen. No. No, no, not by a long stretch. We have to go in to defend the indefensible, our final round, where this week's winning team gets to battle it out for our star prize, which this week is actually a prize. Yes, this week's winner will get a spot on the team as team captain on this year's Christmas show. Think of it like the Money in the Bank, you know, except you're not on top for very long and you've not really earned it. So exactly like the Money in the Bank. Okay, so PX has to go first, so I'll just go through this. The team captain will assign himself and his teammates with a letter A, B, or C. Each letter corresponds to a statement that no wrestling fan could possibly defend, but they will have to for the sake of the best defense statement, the best way we go for the star prize. The players will actually be judged by our studio audience. Every person in the audience will be able for 30 seconds to message me their vote. One vote only, please, before the balloting closes. So, PX, you want to go first? Mintz, who do you want to assign B and C?
I'm B. Reference to C.
Cool, I understand that. Okay, PX, your statement that you have to defend for 30 seconds is the following. PX should be allowed to be a captain for the Christmas show. Your time starts now.
The Christmas show needs the thunder. It needs the threes, the trees, the turkey trees. You know it needs it. It doesn't need bloody Scottish Mickey Mouse shit. It doesn't need intergendered whatever the fuck swerve is. It needs P-fucking-X, it needs Ireland. You locked me out of the last fucking show, and, you know, I've said it all. You need the Irish. I'm the Irish, I'm the Thunder, I'm the Turties. You can't have a show without it.
Are you leaving and never going
away? I'm leaving
away
right
again?
Now. Tweet me if I won.
Hey, I think that... Hey, James, you missed something. You forgot that you're also the Purple Burger.
All right, see you later, guys.
See ya.
Okay, Mintz, you're up next. Are you ready?
I'm all.
Okay, your statement that you have to defend for 30 seconds is, Mintz should be allowed to be a captain for the Christmas show. Your time starts now.
Why should I not be a part of the Christmas show? A, you've got, you know, the thunder, the turder, the something Irish. The only thing he has is a fucking turkey. That's what he has. And then you've got Swearface, who will just sit there, spout the same random bullshit for fucking half an hour and expect to win. Not gonna fucking do it. Swearface, the only reason we won this time is because of me. Me, damn it. The best damn fucking person on this forsaken show. Yes.
Ooh. There's dissension between the team. And last but by no means least, Swearface, are you ready to step up to the plate?
Indeed I am.
Okay, your statement you have to defend is, Swearface should be allowed to be a captain for the Christmas show. Your time starts now.
My fellow audience, you held dear. Please, they're X-Factor sob stories, but honestly, you need the balls everywhere. You need the playing chamber where there will be balls everywhere. You need the weed whackers, the Tenga eggs, the Jesus and trains. You need the person who can win shoot promo without even participating in a fucking show. And Mitch, you know, I'm the driving force. I'm the reason why we won. It doesn't matter if it's two Pac-Mans or an orange.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, 30 seconds to message me and vote. Cobra, Punker, you are allowed to vote as well. Your time starts now.
Ooh, meanwhile, God. Hell in a Cell.
God. Well, that's one, two, okay. And another one there, okay. And another one there. And no, you can't vote for them. Uh-huh.
Vote for me, brothers.
Uh-huh. Wow. Oh, just in at the last second. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's winner and going through to the Christmas show is... has won, and he's not even here.
Here is Brian Alvarez.
He pulled Brian Alvarez.
He's pulled Brian Alvarez, ladies and gentlemen. PX has won. He's going Please through to not. The Christmas show. He won 3 points, was for PX. Swerve got 3, and Mintz got 1 point.
Hold on, wait, you said 3 for PX.
No, I said 4 for PX.
Oh. Oh,
hold on a second. Hold on.
Swerve.
No, Mintz. No,
not even a case.
V, start the match. No, V,
no,
start the match.
No, it was. Oh, fuck. Can't fucking make
it. Don't worry. Anyway. It only remains for me to say thank you very much for listening to the final episode of Shoot Promo. Don't forget, if you want to revisit the entire... Hello? What's going on?
You botched it.
Freaking push the other button. No, the other one. No, the other one. That's my nipple.
Okay, okay. Testing. La, 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 la. 1, 2, 1, 1. All right. Hey, Red. Shut up. It's time for someone else to talk. If I could be serious for a moment, you people all know who I am. Okay, maybe you don't know who I am. Well, I'm Gunner, and I'm from the other podcast. Well, but what you don't know is also why I am here.
You see, you all in here running your mouths about how this is where the big boys promo. Look at the adjective, promo. We ain't here to promo. We're here to shoot.
Hey, Rhett, you want a war? You want a war? You got a war. We're taking over, and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, you could ban us from the server, but we just go to the library or something and log on there. There, huh?
Well, we couldn't really talk in the library.
That's a good point. McDonald's?
Maybe.
Dairy Queen.
Perfect. Anyway, shut up. Point is, we're here to prove that we may be serious, guys, but that doesn't mean we can't be on a comedy podcast. So we're here to challenge you to a shoot promo match at next week of Mania. The only problem I can see is there are 2 of us, and that there's usually 3.
But hey, man, don't think we didn't come prepared. We got a mystery tag partner who's been itching to put your skinny fat asses back in their place. Don't worry, though. You know them well enough, and when he shows up, he's gonna blow your mind.
See you next week, losers. Pipe bomb.
Hello? 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 Oh, God. Well, I guess we're being invaded by Yankum and Gunner next week, so I guess season 2 isn't over after all. Good God! Yeah. It's like this was planned all along! Well, I guess our new King of Promos are going to have to defend Shoot Promo's honour in our season finale. Who will be the mystery partner? Who will be the third man? Find out next week! Mintz, stop shitting and stop the recording!